Exodus chapter 27. You must make the altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar must be square and 3 cubits high. You must make extensions of its 4 corners shaped like ox horns. The horns will be made as one piece with the altar, and you must cover them with bronze. You must make equipment for the altar, pots for ashes, and also shovels, basins, meat forks, and fire pans. You must make all these utensils with bronze. You must make a grate for the altar, a network of bronze. Make a bronze ring for each of the grates 4 corners. You must put the grate under the ledge of the altar, halfway down to the bottom. You must make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and you must cover them with bronze. The poles must be put into the rings, and the poles must be on the 2 sides of the altar to carry it. You must make the altar hollow out of planks. You must make it in the way you were shown on the mountain. You must make a courtyard for the tabernacle. There must be hangings on the south side of the courtyard, hangings of fine twined linen, 100 cubits long. The hangings must have 20 posts with 20 bronze bases. There must also be hooks attached to the posts, as well as silver rods. In the same way, along the north side, there must be hangings 100 cubits long with 20 posts, 20 bronze bases, hooks attached to the posts, and silver rods. Along the courtyard on the west side, there must be a curtain 50 cubits long. There must be 10 posts and 10 bases. The courtyard must also be 50 cubits long on the east side. The hangings for 1 side of the entrance must be 15 cubits long. They must have 3 posts with 3 bases. The other side must also have hangings 15 cubits long. They must have their 3 posts and 3 bases. The courtyard gate must be a screen 20 cubits long. The curtain must be made of blue, purple, and scarlet material and fine twined linen, the work of an embroiderer. It must have 4 posts with 4 bases. All the courtyard posts must have silver rods, silver hooks, and bronze bases. The length of the courtyard must be 100 cubits, the width 50 cubits, and the height 5 cubits, with fine twined linen, hangings all along, and bases of bronze. All the equipment to be used in the tabernacle, and all the tent pegs for the tabernacle and courtyard must be made of bronze. You must command the people of Israel to bring olive oil, pure and pressed, for the lamps so they may burn continually. In the tent of meeting, outside the curtain that is in front of the tabernacle that contains the Ark of the Covenant decrees, Aaron and his sons must keep the lamps burning before Yahweh from evening to morning. This requirement will be a lasting statute throughout the generations of the people of Israel.